When I met Time for Three a little over 2 years ago, I found them equal parts charming and talented. The trio stopped by our studio prior to a performance at the Walton Art Center. The group returned to Northwest Arkansas earlier this year to take part in Artisphere. The trip to Fayetteville included some challenges, and the result was something you may have seen, a YouTube video of violinist Zach DePue playing his instrument in protest on an airport runway. Eventually, the issue was resolved, and Zach, along with his bandmates Nick Kindle and Renan Meyer, arrived in Fayetteville for their performance. If you missed the trio while they were in town, I highly recommend listening to their new self-titled album, which was released last month. The band's fourth album hit the top of the iTunes classical chart, and it marks the trio's debut on the Universal Music Classics label. The trio met as students at Philadelphia's Curtis Institute for Music. Though these classically trained musicians play violin and double bass, the artists, according to their website, defy traditional classification and perform music from Bach and Brahms to their own arrangements of The Beatles and Katy Perry. For me, one of the highlights of the 13-track album is the trio's new arrangement of four of singer-songwriter Joshua Radin's songs from his debut album, We Were Here. I've been a fan of Joshua for some time, and if the name isn't familiar, his music might be, if you ever watched the television series Scrubs. The song titled Winter was used by the show during a particularly poignant moment of an episode. Time for Three's arrangement of the track incorporates violin, which makes the song more haunting than its original incarnation.
I should know who I am by now. I walk, the record stand somehow, thinking of winter. The splinter inside me while I wait.
While Time for Three is typically instrumental, Joshua Radin lends his voice to all four of his reimagined tracks. Collaboration is a huge part of the new album, and a number of the trio's original songs feature some incredibly talented musicians. For example, the song Happy Day features Hawaiian ukulele virtuoso Jake Shimabukuro. Saxophonist Branford Marsalis, a member of the first family of New Orleans jazz, is featured on the track Queen of Voodoo. This track is a good example of the group's genre-busting quality. In a news release, violinist Nick Kindle explains the trio's eclectic sound, saying, "Like most young people in America now, the three of us grew up listening to all kinds of music, 90s hip-hop, grunge, bluegrass, and we've always played a wide variety of music. We're part of a new generation of classically trained musicians who approach diverse styles from the same heartfelt place. We hear and feel it all in a similar way, as just music." Another good example of the trio's ability to blend different styles is the song Chaconne in Winter. The piece mixes Bach's Chaconne with Bon Iver's Calgary. If you're looking for a traditional piece of classical music, the record includes cellist Elisa Weilerstein joining the trio for a performance of Rachmaninoff's Vocalise. Time for Three is a trio of talented, classically trained musicians with the ability to seamlessly transition from one genre to another, and in some instances, fuse different styles of music together. The group's new self-titled album demonstrates their ability to continue creating their unique style of music, but with other artists. The record also seems to make a strong statement that these musicians will not be confined to the traditional classical music box. Time for Three is currently touring across the U.S., and the trio's new album is available now on iTunes and Amazon. More information is available at tf3.com.